We have a special guest in the studio with us, John Munson, who is the Chief Mission and Marketing Officer for Compere Financial. And John, it's great to have you today along with a special guest with us here in the studio.
Yeah, we've got Ron Ziegler, who's with the Community Economic Development Associates, and I'll introduce Ron, and we're going to be working in partnership with him, Lynn. We are starting something called Rural Vitality, and what this really is, I mean, it really aligns with the mission that we've always had. Even the legacy organization of AgStar, as well as Compere, are really focused on the mission of serving rural communities as well as agriculture, because they're interdependent. So one of the things that we're going to do is we're going to put some budget to this and really try to invest to learn. And that is going to be in a couple of pilot programs. One is called the RBIL program, and the other is called REV. If you needed more acronyms, we can find them, I'm sure. But anyways, we'll have Ron talk a little bit about them. But Ron, it's good to have you here today with us.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Lynn. The interesting thing with this is the research that'll be done. Like John mentioned, you know, Compere is investing to learn, and we appreciate those investments. We are here to learn as well. Our organization has been around for a lot of years. We are exclusively rural. We have seen a lot of things come and go. And our goal through this is to determine where we're at right now in rural America, what needs to happen to change the negative storytelling about rural America, and just let America know the great things that are happening in rural America.
Yeah, and when you move back to a rural town, you realize what you've lost when you leave it. When you go to a big city, for example, and then you come back, you realize the engagement and the difference that you can make in these communities. One thing we've learned is entrepreneurs, for example, in the Rural Business Innovation Lab, RBIL, is one of those programs. And one of those ways we can do it is by following an entrepreneur into the town. And as we follow them around, we learn a lot about what connections are needed, what's missing, and what they need to have in order to succeed. And when you invest in a program like this, you gain a lot of insight into a rural community. And the other one, the Rural Entrepreneur Venture, the Initiative Foundation, Ron is working with them as well. And so he's working really hard to make sure that they carry out a lot of the work of that program. Maybe speak briefly about REV.
REV is a program that the Southern Minnesota Initiative Foundation has put forth in our area. We work closely with them in a lot of communities, and it really goes to the community as a whole. It's a holistic approach to say, you know, small communities, even though they don't have all of the assets that are out there, they deserve some of the good things that large communities have as well. Maybe not on the same scale, but everybody, whether you live in metro or rural, you know, you deserve good things. And that's part of what REV is about, is to make sure that the communities have the ability to create themselves, improve themselves, bring entrepreneurs in, and just create a holistic approach to making those things happen.
Yeah, so as you can see, in Ron's organization is all rural. I mean, every community is under 8,000, and so our mission is aligned, and we're going to work every bit that we can to try to learn from this and then grow it, scale it, replicate it elsewhere across Minnesota, Illinois, and Wisconsin. And so this is a great opportunity to work together, and we're looking forward to it, Lynn.
All right, we're going to take a break and talk more with you guys coming up in just a moment. Back once again with John Munson, with our special guest. And John, we're talking rural vitality today with Ron Ziegler. And when you look at the initiatives that are taking place, like by the governor with the zero carbon electricity, they're going to depend, or the state is more and more, on rural Minnesota for power, for food, especially, which is what's more important than that. And you guys are really, you're trying to zero in on some of the things that need to be done, right, for rural America.
Rural communities cannot succeed without partnership. It's a team sport. So public-private nonprofit partnerships are a critical aspect of how we get things done. And one of the things we've worked with Ron on, we're working up more on, is around these pilot programs to really help entrepreneurs, because they're going to be the future of rural communities. They'll be the future of power. They'll be a future of all of these initiatives that you've spoken about, and that's how we're going to make a difference. And Ron, you see a lot of this stuff in different communities. You were talking on one of the shows about the different kinds of projects in these communities. What are you seeing across these communities?
We see many different things, and each community is different as to the things that we provide. You know, it could be broadband development, it could be daycare development, it could be, you know, other types of telecommunications, it could be grant awards. But I agree totally that, you know, rural is where things happen. And it is going to be where things happen in the future, in agriculture especially. You know, rural farm communities are very important. You know, we're working on a program that we did quite a few years ago with your help, the farmable land inventory. And that's a toolkit that is going to be provided to entrepreneurs to help them grow and become sustainable.
Yeah, that's for emerging farmers. People that are coming in can't find land. Land, equipment, and technical assistance are kind of the key in order to getting it done. So they've provided some great support. And again, another opportunity to fund a program in partnership to get something done. It's all about a team sport. That's what happens in rural communities every day.
And John, you, Compeer, before that, AgStar, really made a difference when it came to rural health care. I know you zeroed in on that. And boy, what a difference you've made. And this is... that's just the tip of the iceberg, it sounds like.
And interestingly enough, you know, usually when you invest in rural healthcare in a small community, it's the largest project in the last decade or two or three. And that's, you really notice a difference. But the most important thing is you change the quality of life and the length of life, actually, with a lot of those who are in these facilities. The job is to change it from an institutionalized building into a world-class healthcare facility. And that's what Compeer is going to be dedicated to all along. And the investments that we make in the future will be dedicated to the same cause, and that's to create world-class opportunities in rural communities.
So how long of a project is this?
3 years. We're going to be working together,
really?
And I'm looking forward to it. So we'll continue to fund it out, and the Initiative Foundation is a big partner in this too. But there are going to be others, and we're going to work with other communities we haven't met, some that we know, some that we don't. But we're going to really learn because each community is so different. Some of them are small, some of them are bigger, and some of them all have these different areas of focus, as Ron talked about. We'll figure this whole thing out together. I can't tell you where the outcome is going to be. What I can tell you is we're going to learn, and we're going to really pay close attention to what's happening in these communities, where the gaps are, and how we can help fill those gaps.
And Ron, we'll have to get you in because we'll want to keep up to date as you move through this project. This is exciting.
Yeah, we sure would appreciate that, Lynn. Thank you.
That sounds good. You got a great guest there, John.
Well, I appreciate it, Lynn. It's always a lot of fun, but I appreciate the opportunity here.